One of the most integral parts of the supply system in the war here in Vietnam, in the northern part of the I Corps area, south of the demilitarized zone, is the fuel supply. The Mike boats, the Navy Mike boats, Mike 8 as they are called, are some 73 feet long and weigh 72 tons. They have a capacity of hauling 80 tons. There are three Mike boats located at the Kuwaviet port facility, just south of the demilitarized zone. It's their primary function to haul aviation fuel, motor fuel, diesel fuel, and POL fuel that may be needed by marine facilities at Jiulin, Cantien, by aircraft of the United States Air Force, and by trucks and jeeps and other motorized vehicles that belong to the branches of the service at Dong Ha Combat Base. The rather unique system of hauling this fuel down the Kuwaviet River to the Marine Combat Base at Dong Ha has been put upon three boats, inserted with a bladder that looks something like a huge balloon that, when filled capacity, can haul some 10,000 gallons of this type of fuel. Petty Officer Second Class Bob Bloomquist of Conway, New Hampshire, is in charge of one of these bladder boats, as they're called. Bob describes what it is like on a typical day carrying the fuel from the time it is loaded till the time that the fuel is pumped off his bladder boat at Dong Ha.
Well, the fuel is pumped by a marine POL into my boat. We carry a 10,000 gallon bladder installed inside a wooden crib. In the morning, approximately 7:30, we get underway for Dong Ha. The trip takes approximately 1 hour. The river is sometimes very hard to navigate due to shifting of sand and narrow channels all the way to Dong Ha.
Bob, isn't it sometimes very hazardous due to the fact that you're also in range of the North Vietnamese artillery and rocket fire?
Yes, it is. Once in a while, the river, we do encounter small arm fire and mortar fire, but it's not very often.
Approximately how many runs do you make with your bladder boat per day?
We usually alternate our runs, two runs one day and three runs the next day. It depends on the time we start off in the morning on our first run.
The bladder boats are capable, on an average workday, of hauling up to 90,000 gallons of fuel between the Kuwaviet port facility and the Dong Ha combat base, that 8 to 8.5 mile stretch. At the beginning of the journey, the fuel is stored at the Kuwaviet port facility in 10,000 gallon bladders, like we said, look like huge balloons. The fuel capacity here at the Kuwaviet is over 500,000 gallons of fuel, which is brought into this port facility via tankers, which are located off the coast of South Vietnam. And by use of a sea land line, they pump their fuel into the bladders here at the base. Once this is done, the beginning of the day for people like Petty Officer Second Class Bob Bloomquist and the other bladder boats located here at the Kuwaviet Port facility begins with the pumping of the fuel into the bladder. 350 gallons per minute can be pumped by the pump that is used to pump this fuel. Then the journey starts off early in the morning. Sometimes, Bob, it doesn't end until late at night, and sometimes it goes clear through the night, doesn't it?
That is affirmative. Sometimes when the sea to shoreline seaside breaks, our fuel boats have to haul fuel 24 hours a day. During the day, we haul the fuel from the POL in Kuwaviet to Dong Ha. At night, we haul the fuel from the AOG to Kuwaviet POL.
Now, what is petroleum is unloaded down at the Dong Ha Marine Combat Base. It's not only used by the Marines, but by other services as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
When you start off on your daily runs, Bob, do you usually wait for the river to be cleared, and how is this done?
Well, we usually wait for the sweep boat to go up, which is Mike 6. Mike 6 sweeps the river with a sweeping gear, and after she makes her run up the river, the fuel boats get underway and follow her up.
What does the function of this wooden crib that you have on board the Mike 8, what is its primary function?
The primary function of the crib is to hold the rubberized bladder inside and keep the fuel in a contained position, which it won't flop around too much. The bladder serves to hold the fuel in a contained position, as I said before, whether we go up the river or seaside. It keeps the fuel from bobbing around and possibly puncturing the bladder.
Well, what happens once you arrive at the Dong Hau port facility? How do you move in? Do you move in and unload this just like any other of the LCUs or Mike 8s or Mike 6s would unload their supplies?
Well, in Quang Viet, we move in on a pontoon pier. We pull in bow first to the pontoon. We don't drop our ramp like most LCMs do. We drop the hose over our ramp. We secure the pontoon, and we pump fuel from a pump stationed at the pontoon into a fuel farm in Quang Viet.
Bob, on this fuel farm, is the fuel stored there at the port facility right there at Dong Hau, or is it pumped directly up into the Marine Combat Base?
The fuel is pumped into the Marine Combat Base from Dong Hau POL.
The bladder boats, as they're called by the men here in the Quang Viet River, carrying the much-needed fuel supply up the 8-mile journey the mouth of the Quang Viet River to Marine Combat Base Dong Hau. Without these bladder boats, the United States Navy's bladder boats carrying the much needed aviation fuel and various fuels to Marine Combat Base Dong Hau. Another vital link in the team of the United States Navy, the United States Marine Corps, and the war in Vietnam.